From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Michelle Kellerman. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Next 5 years, we will spend $15 billion in the global fight against AIDS. People across Africa have the will to fight this disease, but often not the resources. And the United States of America is willing to put up the resources to help in the fight.
It is very important for Charles Taylor to step down. He is, in many ways, the source of instability. And so it was positive news that he said he would step down, but we now need to make certain how that would happen and what would come after him.
The departure of Mr. Taylor is not necessarily a recipe for stability unless there are some orderly transitional place. Security is really a key here.
The test that we conducted at 1:30 p.m. today demonstrates that this is, in fact, the most probable cause creating the breach that led to the accident of the Columbia, the loss of crew and vehicle.
Within a matter of days following the State of the Union, Secretary Powell chose not to use that information, making his case at the U.N. So I think this raises some very serious questions about why the administration would have had that allegation in a speech that's as important as the State of the Union.
To think that somehow we went out of our way to insert this single sentence into the State of the Union address for the purpose of deceiving and misleading the American people is an overdrawn, overblown, overwrought conclusion.
The residents of Baghdad may not have power 24 hours a day, but they no longer wake up each morning in fear, wondering whether this will be the day that a death squad would come to cut out their tongues, chop off their ears, or take their children away for questioning, quote unquote, never to be seen again.
They promised us liberation. That was good. We suffered from Saddam Hussein. He pushed us to the limit and broke our spirit. But now we're witnessing an occupation that's made things worse. And that's what leads us to attack the Americans.